Good morning, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, September 14th, 2022, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Futures markets are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.5%. This follows significantly weaker trading in both Asian and European markets following Tuesday's weak US lead. The US 10-year is up 2 basis points, yielding 3.44%. The dollar is down against the euro, pound, and particularly the yen, following the Bank of Japan checking FX rates in an apparent preparation for currency intervention. Oil, gold, and industrial metals broadly down, with cryptocurrencies also broadly down. In overnight news, reverberations have been felt in global indices following the weak Tuesday US trading session as a result of the hotter-than-expected August CPI data. The release has put markets under significant pressure, with some press commentary helping push odds of a 100-point basis point September hike to over 30%. We've also seen signals of intervention from the Bank of Japan, with an announcement that it would increase outright JGB purchases, and also reports that it has conducted a so-called rate check, a move interpreted as a precursor to direct currency intervention. On the data front, we had New Zealand Q2 current account negative and below prior quarter, Japan July core machinery orders well above consensus, UK CPI below consensus and prior month, and UK output PPI also below consensus and prior month. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, followed by August PPI and weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, Reuters has reported that Citigroup expects to sell or list its Mexican consumer business next year. Speaking at an investor conference, Citigroup CFO Mark Mason says the company will consider a sale, an alternative exit, an IPO, or whatever it takes. Reuters has also reported that Bed Bath & Beyond is unlikely to choose a new CEO until well into 2023. And Bloomberg has reported that Tencent Music Entertainment Group plans the list in Hong Kong as early as next week. Asian equities have ended lower across the region on Wednesday on a read across from the US CPI print last night. Stocks led lower by the Hang Seng, especially its IT and consumer sectors, with mainland stocks also down. South Korea among the worst performers as the won sold off, Taiwan also under pressure, with Tokyo tech stocks falling, Australia the regional underperformer on recession fears. Southeast Asia markets were all down, with India extending opening losses. Reuters reports that the US may be considering new China sanctions to help deter Beijing from invading Taiwan, though it adds talks are in an early stage. The article also notes Taiwan is intensifying its lobbying of the EU at the same time, but observes the bloc has been reluctant to institute tough sanctions due to Europe's deeper economic entanglement with China. And mainland China sees steady falls in new COVID cases, with hopes that the Hong Kong surge may have peaked. The NHC reports China saw sub 1,000 new cases for a third consecutive day, with the new case count having been steadily falling since mid-August. European markets are trading well lower this morning, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all showing losses. Bank of England rate hike expectations firmed up after the US CPI data, with markets pricing in an approximate 80% risk of a 75 basis point move next week. This contrasts with the latest Reuters poll, which showed a big majority of sell-side economists anticipating another 50 basis point hike. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, September 14th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.